Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Metro ordered a South Nashville bar to close after two customers were killed in a hit and run outside of the establishment. The incident took place over Easter weekend in March, and the closure order came late last week. The fire department alleges Link Social Kitchen was doing construction without a permit and allowing more than the allowed number of patrons inside. Metro says the bar will have to get necessary permits and make some structural updates before it can reopen. The bar is on Lafayette Street. Just a few days before, a 41-year-old man was seriously injured in a hit-and-run on that road. And last year, a 62-year-old man also died in a hit-and-run on Lafayette Street. When there's no easy access to a hospital in rural areas, the number of deaths from sepsis is higher, according to the National Institutes of Health. Sepsis is a condition where the body overreacts to an infection, causing inflammation, organ failure, and rapid death if untreated with antibiotics. But that's not standard protocol on ambulances in Tennessee. And it can be deadly in rural areas where getting to a hospital means a long ambulance ride. In Upper East Tennessee, Hawkins County EMS is partnering with a hospital operator to make antibiotic treatment available in ambulances for the first time. Dr. Lauren Pye is the emergency medical director.
We're identifying these patients sooner. They might pick them up and they were hypotensive. They've already gotten their fluids. They've gotten antibiotics. And by the time they come to the ER, maybe they're talking more and they're more alert. So, I mean, clinically, you can see improvement.
Dr. Pye says they hope to continue collecting data to back up those results. You can learn more in our Healthcare Hollow series, available now on our website. The project is funded in part by the NIHCM Foundation. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.